Hello, I'm Jane. Strike delay warning for patients. Hospitals are set to face further disruption as another round of industrial action begins. Resident doctors at Oxford University Hospitals, OUH, are striking until 7 a.m. on the 13th of April as part of an ongoing dispute with the government. This follows previous industrial action in December and is expected to impact patient appointments and waiting times, particularly in emergency departments. Felicity Taylor-Drew, Chief Operating Officer at OUH, said, "As always, our top priority during this planned industrial action is ensuring patient safety while maintaining the highest standard of care. We are committed to keeping disruption to a minimum, and we have measures in place to ensure the safety and welfare of our patients and our staff. The Hospital Trust will continue to provide urgent and emergency care, but some planned appointments and procedures will be rescheduled. Affected patients will be contacted directly. OUH is asking the public to use NHS 111 online, a local pharmacy, minor injuries unit, or the GP for non-emergency healthcare during the strike." Ms. Taylor-Drew said, "With industrial action reducing the number of resident doctors we have working in our hospitals, there will inevitably be a knock-on effect. Patients may experience longer waiting times, particularly in our two emergency departments at the John Radcliffe and Horton General Hospitals." And on a connected matter, NHS care to continue. Patient care is expected to continue with minimal disruption during the week's planned industrial action. Oxford Health NHS Foundation Trust has said it expects services to remain largely unaffected thanks to established continuity plans. During the strike, care will continue to be delivered through strong multidisciplinary team, MDT, working, including consultants, specialty and specialist SAS doctors, nurses, allied health professionals and wider clinical teams. Dr. Carl Marlowe, Chief Medical Officer at Oxford Health, said, "We want to reassure patients and the public that services will continue during this period of industrial action. Patients should attend appointments as planned."